Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. Turkey wants a deal with Russia and at the same time is teaching their children in summer camps to call for the death to the Jews. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to the broadcast table to give us more details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, you mentioned Turkey. Can they seal a deal with Russia and then get northern Syria as well?
That's what they want. Now we'll see what the Russians agree to, because they are literally in the catbird seat there. But so you had Erdogan this past week go to Moscow, meet with Putin, in part on northern Syria. Of course, they're talking about northern Syria, but he got himself photographed at an air show in Moscow looking at the new Sukhoi 57 fighter. This is a fifth-generation stealth plane, perhaps a bit similar to the F-35 in the United States, but it's being touted as being something equivalent to the F-35. So Turkey's now looking to Russia to buy aircraft as well.
Erdogan, the sly fox, trying to manipulate his way to the position of being able to revive the old Ottoman Empire. They have some summer camps there going on in Turkey, and what's been heard has been the young people there at the camps shouting, "Death to the Jews." This is not a good sign.
It's disgraceful, frankly, Jimmy. It's a disgrace on Turkey. It's a disgrace on Erdogan. These seem to be summer camps that are somehow sponsored by his political party. It's outrageous. Clips of their chants. This is like what we saw on Palestinian TV and saying that this is in the Quran, which, by the way, of course, it is. In the clips that have come out, you know, there's a girl who's leading these children in chants. She says, "The Jews." And then they come back and they say, "Death to the Jews." And then get this, when she calls out Hagia Sophia, which is an old Byzantine church cathedral in Istanbul that Erdogan wants to convert into a mosque, they say it will be opened. In other words, it will be opened as a mosque. So this is really a disgrace on Turkey, and it shows Erdogan's true nature, I believe.
Ken Timmerman giving us the details on Turkey's Erdogan working on a deal with Russia, while at the same time teaching Turkish children to call for the death of the Jews. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Turkey's president, Tayyip Erdogan, is driven by his desire to revive the old Ottoman Empire. He is doing that as he also works on a deal with the Russians to control Turkey and northern Syria. Also at the same time, Erdogan is running summer camps to train Turkish children to call for the death of the Jewish people. This scenario is actually taken from the pages of Bible prophecy. That would be Ezekiel chapter 38. And this prophecy will be fulfilled in the early part of the seven-year tribulation period. All of God's prophetic word will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...